saying that Albany's best days are ahead of us, Democratic mayoral candidate and current city treasurer Kathy Sheehan held a news conference in front of City Hall Tuesday, noting that since the recession ended in 2009, suburban tax bases have grown while Albany's has shrunk by nearly 7%.
Unemployment and underemployment in our most economically challenged neighborhoods remain stubbornly high, notwithstanding the fact that more than 65,000 people commute into Albany every day to work. So these statistics stand in stark contrast to the hundreds of millions of dollars in investment pumped into Albany over the past decade with the assistance of tax breaks and other incentives. So let's go back to why. The answer for me is pretty simple. We want economic development so that we can grow our tax base, making property taxes more affordable for our residents. And we also want economic development so that we can provide good-paying jobs to our residents so that they can support their families, invest in homes, and spend their money in our community.
Sheehan joins fellow Democratic hopeful Corey Ellis, a former city councilman, in proposing tax incentives to owners to rehab blighted structures. She supports Albany joining a land bank to get decaying properties back on the tax roll.
A land bank would allow us to get those properties out of the foreclosure cycle where they have to go to the highest bidder and put them into a land bank that would allow the community to be a participant in deciding how those properties are going to be redeveloped. The land bank will have a community-based disposition committee that can review applications and work with the neighborhood to figure out what's the best reuse of this property.
Ellis did not respond to a request for comment while Sheehan addressed the media. Independent Democratic mayoral candidate Marlon Anderson, who will not be running in the September primary but hopes to secure a spot on the November ballot, watched from the sidelines.
My platform has been economics in the city of Albany, and everything she basically said is something I've been running on as well. But again, it's just more of the same old, you know, no thinking outside of the box.
At the event, officials representing the Civil Service Employees Federation and AFSCME Local 1961 Council 66 announced they have endorsed Sheehan for mayor of Albany. The two unions represent city, county, and state workers who live in the capital city. Combined, they have more than 5,000 members and retirees who are registered voters in Albany. Polls have shown Sheehan ahead among likely voters, and she has a big fundraising edge. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.